Well, in clinical trials and laboratories around the world, the hunt is on to find a vaccine to protect us against this COVID-19 virus. Hundreds of trials are currently underway. Stanley Plotkin is a leading vaccine developer. In fact, in 1964, he invented the vaccine to beat the infectious disease rubella. And now he's working with six companies to try and combat this COVID-19 virus. Stanley Plotkin joins us from Philadelphia. Stanley, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you very much. Let me say that, in fact, I've never seen the vaccine community so united in the effort to develop a vaccine. You said that I'm working with six companies. In fact, I'm working with many more than that. And the fact is that there are currently about 40 different efforts to develop a vaccine. Some of them have actually launched clinical trials already. Now, there are issues, however, down the line. We cannot be absolutely certain that there will be a vaccine, but I am relatively optimistic that there will be a vaccine. Of course, no doubt you will want to know when. And
That was my next question, Stanley.
Yes. So the problem, if you want to call it a problem, the problem is that vaccine development takes time because one has to induce the kind of immune responses that are protective, and we must identify those and be sure that the vaccine in question induces those responses. Mm. And also, of course, we have to know that the vaccine is safe. So it has to be tested in a number of people of different ages and so forth to be certain of the safety. So the result is that it's unlikely that there will be a vaccine for general use before the end of this year. That being said, the Ebola vaccine was developed in 10 months. So
okay.
We are trying our best to get to the end as soon as possible. By the way,
can I just ask you that? Yes. Because generally the advice we're being given is usually 18 months. You're saying you think it can be quicker than that, and there are many platforms working on this at the moment. And you said there are some even being trialed. Now we have seen recently that the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases is funding a trial, and the first participant received this vaccine in March. Is that safe? Is it safe to be trialing things that quickly?
Yes, because animal studies are done first, and one looks in those studies, one looks for safety as well as induction of efficacy. So this is being done carefully, but in a hurry. And as I just said a moment ago, it resembles the situation with the Ebola, where one really wanted a vaccine as soon as possible. Now, one additional point is that in 2015, I proposed that there be the creation of an organization that would produce vaccines, that would develop vaccines that would not have a commercial benefit. That is, it wouldn't be a vaccine that would make money, but a vaccine that would be directed against an emerging infection. That organization now exists. It's being funded by governments, by foundations, and yes, it is already launched six different vaccines on the way to development. So
our own Jane Halton is a part of that organization, and we've spoken to her about that on this program. So that puts us slightly ahead in this, and you're being very optimistic, Stanley, which is great to hear. But can you give us a sense of, you know, once the vaccine is developed and trialed, and there are some trials going on, how long the process is for then getting that into production and scaling up production so it's available around the world? What are the sort of the obstacles in that process?
So that's a very good question. And indeed, I have been saying to the vaccine manufacturers that they have to have a plan now to create millions of doses. Fortunately, there are now vaccine producers in developing countries like India and China, if you call that a developing country, that are capable of launching large-scale production. So with the Western manufacturers, and that's, of course, in Europe, North America, and Australia, we should be able to produce enough of an anti-coronavirus vaccine. But, as I just said, the plans have to be made now.
The plans to scale it up and to get it across. And is it the fact, Stanley, do you think that we will ultimately, whenever we get this breakthrough, let's be positive, that we will be all working on the same vaccine, or there will be a number of different vaccine platforms developed that seem to be effective, and that therefore different countries around the world will be scaling up production of different vaccines?
I think there will be different vaccines. My scientific impression is that there are many ways to induce protection against this virus, and therefore I think several platforms, as we call them, will be shown to be useful, and so we will have multiple vaccines.
Stanley Potkin, you've been in this cauldron before, in this furnace before, back in 1960, in the 60s, when the world was trying to deal with the rubella outbreak, which had terrible consequences for unborn fetuses, for women who were pregnant, raced through the world similar to this. What are the lessons learned, or the lessons that need to be learned from that fight to find a vaccine for rubella to what the world is facing now with COVID-19?
Well, I think two lessons. One is, in the development of rubella vaccine, there was a lot of competition. And it turned out that the vaccine I developed was the best. But the point is that took a lot of time to demonstrate that. And there was a considerable competition. In other words, people not working together. Well, that has changed. So at least in this case, people are working together. And the second point is the one alluded to before, that we're moving much faster than was possible in the 60s, because we have many more ways of developing vaccines than we had in the 1960s.
Stanley Plotkin, thank you very much for joining us. Good luck with the work you're doing with all those vaccine platforms around the world. And thanks for your optimism.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Stanley Plotkin. Stanley is a leading vaccine developer. In 1964, he invented the vaccine that ultimately was used to fight rubella. And now he's working, as he said, with a number of vaccine companies in the US to help fight the COVID-19 virus. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:15.